RMA USDA out of Oklahoma City has submitted clarifications to the Kansas City office. Here to help us understand what's going on there is Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. Kim, let's talk first of all about canola. What's going on with those proposals?
Well, you know, some producers I've heard say that they're going to dust in canola, get it declared as a loss, and then maybe follow it with wheat. Now, what RMA has proposed to a Kansas City office is that canola has a final planting date of October the 10th and an acreage reported date of December the 15th. So for a loss claim to be or loss to be claimed for canola, it's got to be after December the 15th. And a farmer's got to keep in mind that he's got to allow sufficient time for that canola crop to germinate before he files a loss.
Very good. And that's just not going to leave time to get wheat in the ground.
It's probably not going to, you probably can't declare the canola loss and then come back in with the winter wheat.
Very good. Now, do producers have to plant into drought conditions this year?
There's been a lot of talk about whether they do have to or not. The ruling that has been again submitted to Kansas City is that if a producer can document that a drought has occurred and is in process in the area that we're talking about, and they can show that with the National Weather Service, the NOAA data, then they do not have to plant and they can save the planting and fertilizer cost. They can do that even if other producers in the area dust it in and get a crop. But they've got to be able to document it with that NOAA data that there was a drought in process at planting during the planting time. And remember, those planting times for wheat is November 30, then you got 15 days late planting, so about December 15.
Okay. Let's go ahead and switch gears and talk about Kansas City Board of Trade real quick. Over the last 2 weeks, we've lost $1.10 off the wheat price. What's driving that?
Well, I think what's driving most of that is the World Agriculture Supply and Demand report that came out last Monday. On that report, the U.S. wheat ending stocks was raised from 671 million bushels to 761. World was changed from 6.9 to 7.1, both above average. There's more than adequate supplies of wheat.
All right, good information as always. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist.